Christ, whose glory fills the skies, Christ the true and only light, Son of righteousness, arise, triumph o'er the shades of night, day spring from on high beneath, day star. Dark and cheerless is the morn, unaccompanied by thee. Joyless is the day's return, till thy mercy beams I see, till they inward light impart, glad my and warm my heart.
Is it then this soul of mine pierced the gloom of sin and grief? Fill me, radiancy divine, scatter all my unbelief, more and more thyself display, shining to the perfect day.
The congregation is invited to stand. We follow the order of confession and absolution and the rest of the liturgy printed in the bulletin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God,
we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean.
We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed.
By what we have done and by what we have left undone,
we have not loved you with our whole heart.
We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves.
We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment.
For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us.
Forgive us, renew us, and lead us,
so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways,
to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake he forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
O Lord, make haste to help me.
Let them be put to shame and confusion who seek my life.
Let them be turned back and brought to dishonor who delight in my hurt.
Let them turn back because of their shame,
who say, aha, aha.
May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you.
May those who love your salvation say evermore, God is great.
But I am poor and needy. Hasten to me, O God.
You are my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth.
Lord God,
heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory, Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer, for you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, send forth your Son to lead home his bride, the Church, that with all the company of the redeemed, we may finally enter into his eternal wedding feast. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The congregation may be seated. The Old Testament reading for today is from Amos chapter 5, beginning at verse 18. Woe to you who desire the day of the Lord! Why would you have the day of the Lord? It is darkness and not light, as if a man fled from a lion and a bear met him, or went into the house and leaned his hand against the wall and a serpent bit him. Is not the day of the Lord darkness and not light, and gloom with no brightness in it? I despise your feasts, and I take no delight in your solemn assemblies. Even though you offer me your burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. And the peace offerings of your fattened animals, I will not look upon them. Take away from me the noise of your songs to the melody of your harps. I will not listen. But let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, beginning at verse 13. Paul writes, "But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand and sing the Alleluia in verse.
Alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 25th chapter.
Glory to you.
Jesus taught, "Then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight, there was a cry, 'Here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him.' Then all the virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise answered, saying, 'Since there will not be enough for us and for you, go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves.' And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came. And those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he answered, 'Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour.'" This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
We confess our faith together using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead.
He ascended into heaven
and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
The bridegroom soon will call us, come to the wedding feast. May slumber not befall us, nor watchfulness decrease. May all our lamps be
our dear Redeemer's face, the long-awaited story of heavenly joy takes place. The patriarch shall meet us, the prophet
its holy band.
Apostles, martyrs, greet us in that celestial land.
Their God shall from all evil forever make us free from sin and from the devil, from all adversity, from sickness, pain, and sadness, from troubles, cares, and fears, and grant us heavenly gladness, and wipe away our tears. In that fair home shall never be silent voice, with hearts and lips forever, we shall in God rejoice,
while angel hosts are raising with saints from great to
the sermon this morning will concentrate and focus on our gospel reading from Matthew chapter 25. To begin, I read verse 13 again. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I've experienced several years now with different elders, and one of the things that here at Elders at Zion are always concerned about is there oil in the candles. And so they take time to figure out how many services we had, mark it on the calendar when it's been filled, get up there. Could be any time of day, any day. And they come and fill the candles. You have to be ready for that, don't you? Because once that service starts, once you have that opening hymn, it's just like, oh, I guess we didn't get oil in that one. That's the way it is. I'm not going to fill it now. Once it starts, it starts. It is the way it is. Sermon over. You got it. That's what Jesus is talking about. To be ready, because when it starts, and that's it. This whole time in end of church year, in Advent, thinks about being ready. When you think about All Saints Day, All Saints Sunday, which we just had last Sunday, and we had three members who have died this past year, Darlene and Jim and Denny, they were ready. And we thank God. They are now in heaven. We think about being ready at All Saints. The end of the church year has these readings about being ready. Being ready for Jesus to return. And then as we were discussing before church started, our discussions right here of being ready for the festivals, being ready for the Thanksgiving meal, being ready to decorate church and whatever else is going on, Advent turns into being ready to celebrate his first coming. It's still about being ready. So this readiness, being prepared, is all the way from All Saints Day, to the end of the church year, to getting into Advent, being ready. This parable, which is our text for today from Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13, the context, if you look at the surrounding passages, the context is Jesus teaching about his second return. That's the context. I have there in the notes the passage that begins this section from Matthew chapter 24, verse 36. Jesus said, "But concerning that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven nor the Son, but the Father only." That's the section, and there's a teaching before our reading for today, and there's a teaching after our reading from today, all about being ready. And Jesus is trying to tell and teach his disciples, and now it's recorded for us, to be ready for his second coming, for his return in glory. And so he's linking that word "then" there, that first little word, "then" links it to this topic. And then he says, the kingdom of heaven will be like. So then, when I return, that's the topic, the kingdom of heaven will be like this story, the 10 virgins. Now, there's a lot of similarities between these two groups. They both wanted to be with the bridegroom when he arrived. They're both waiting for him. They both had lamps. They all had lamps. Both groups had lamps ready to light so that they accompany the bridegroom to the festival, the wedding feast. Both groups fell asleep. Both groups. But when the announcement came, when the trumpet sounded, one group had enough to light their lamps. They trimmed them, they lit them. The other group had run out of oil and no oil was available. Now, the service started. You either have the oil in the candle or you don't. This is why one group could not lend theirs to the other group. The time is now. And why it was also too late to go. They said, maybe you can go and buy, but it's really too late. They will miss the bridegroom. They weren't ready now. When that time comes, you can't borrow. You can't depend on somebody else. It's between, and we say this for our own deaths, right? It's between you and God. No one else is contributing towards that at that time. When Jesus comes, calls us home in our own death, or returns in glory, it's us and God. Now, we're ready or we're not. And in his parable, Jesus emphasizes this by having these five virgins who go out and try to buy oil. They miss him. They miss the bridegroom, and the door is shut. Now, this portion right here is a very stern word of law. Those five virgins decided not to have extra oil. That was a decision they made. They made a decision not to be ready. As we live life, we don't know when Jesus will come. For us individually in our own death, or his return in glory. But he has given us his Spirit and his word, and he says, be ready. And he allows us to make the decision not to be ready. And when that time comes, that's it. You are ready or you're not. Where'd my picture go here? You make a decision whether your tractor is ready or not. You knew it was coming. You knew the harvest time was coming very soon. You made a decision whether to be ready or not. That is the way life is. And God gives us spiritual insights. He gives us his word. He gives us fellow Christians. All these things to be ready. And Jesus said, be ready. And a good way to translate this is ongoing. Keep watching. At the last verse, Jesus says, keep watching. Keep watching. So much so that, and I emphasize this, it's a decision not to be ready. In that the bridegroom says, I did not know you. You see, those 10 virgins made a decision not to be fully prepared for the bridegroom. They didn't want to be ready. It was a decision. We say we don't make a decision to decide or to believe for Christ. That is a free gift that God creates in us. These 10 virgins were chosen. They were designated. But 5 of them decided, I'll only go halfway. I'll only be ready halfway. And then they weren't ready. We do choose whether to not be ready for Jesus or not. He calls us freely, but he says, walk in my way. This is really talking about his disciples and being a disciple. So he didn't even recognize them. Okay, Pastor, wow, I guess I better be ready. Now, being ready is just living in God's free gifts. It takes money to keep this building going and to heat it and to do all the things that we're doing. We know that. You can say it costs something to be a Christian congregation. But we know, all of us know, at its heart, to be a Christian costs nothing. At a heart, the foundation of Christianity is that in Christ, he has paid for all. There's nothing we have to do extra. There's nothing that we have to do perfect or holy to be ready. Is to trust in him that he's done it. And to keep in that faith, we're ready. It's a free gift. But he allows us to decide, it doesn't matter, I'm not going to be ready. You see, he wants us to be ready. He wants us to greet him. He wants us, we hear the trumpet, we're not afraid, but as a text, not this text, but another text says, the saints will stand up and rejoice. I am ready, and Jesus is coming, and finally, it's here. And that readiness is a free gift from him. But he asks us to live in it. And if we decide to build a church building and pay for it and keep up and fill the candles and everything else, that's fine. But being ready is to be ready in faith and know that he's coming for me. Be in his word. Trust him. Worship him. How can the person in their sickbed, deathbed, be ready. They can't go to church. They can't fill the candles. They can't sing the hymns. They're in their deathbed because of faith in Christ. Carolyn said to me, when she was in the, special care at Fairlawn Hospital, she said, it was after her accident, she said, "Pastor, I don't think I'm going to make it to church." And you remember Carolyn, because all during the pandemic, she was driving all over the place, remember? But she got into an accident, and it was kind of bad. And she was in the hospital, and she said that to me. And the way Carolyn was, you know, it's like, "Were you serious or were you joking with me?" Either way, it was the same point. I said, "Carolyn, it's okay. I'll come to you." She was ready. She would have liked to be in church, but she was very injured, and the Lord would take her soon. She was ready there in bed. And that's what the Lord says. "Be ready, I'm coming soon. Have faith in me. Stay in my word." We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks and praise that you have called us to be your sons and daughters, and you have assigned rooms for us, a place for us in your house, in your mansion. We ask you to keep us ready, to encourage others to be ready for Jesus. When he calls us in our own death, or he comes again in glory, may we be ready, Lord. Keep us ready. And we give you thanks for the grace that you have that continues to forgive us and encourages us each day. In the holy name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We sing the next hymn, hymn 336. The offering is brought forwards during the last verse.
Majesty.
those glorious skies. Yea, amen, let all adore thee high on thine eternal throne.
Congregation is invited to stand. We pray the prayer of Zion Lutheran Church, printed in the bulletin. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For help and deliverance, that we may be granted all things needful and guarded against all things harmful, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For right worship, that we should not imagine God is pleased with us on account of human works or ceremonies, but proclaim in every act of worship and prayer that salvation is found in Christ's works alone. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For parents and those who teach children the word of God, that generations to come may love God's promises, walk in his truth, and dwell in his house, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For rulers and all in authority, that our God of righteousness would embolden them to act and defend measures that preserve peace and provide justice for all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Thankfulness to God for all veterans of U.S. military branches for their service to our country. May the Lord grant wholeness, healing, and blessings in life to all who have served the United States faithfully. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who cry to the Lord, we remember Margaret and Charlotte, Bernetta, Bill, Gary, Bryston, James, Joe, Kim, Andrew, Mary Ellen, Mary, Sue, and Steve, Brandy, Maverick, Heather, Gary, Mark, Helen, Michael, Ray, Lane, Don, Diana, Dave, Randy, Francis, and Pastor Sampson. That God would answer them with strength and healing, comfort and hope, and keep them in the confidence of the resurrection of the dead, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
God of our salvation, we know neither the day nor the hour of Christ's return. But we know that he has died and risen again to open the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Until that day, preserve us in faith and guard us from temptation. Do not let us be caught unprepared for his coming. Let us live our days in loving service and joyful expectation of the life of the world to come. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord,
who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
We pray the morning prayer. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul in all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
You're invited to stand or sit for our closing hymn.
Alleluia, sing to Jesus. Friends.